You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Charlamagne Tha God.
To the Daily Show. I am your host, Charlamagne Tha God. Hello. And I'm sorry to say it's my last night. Yes, but at least unlike Trevor Noah, they know I'm leaving. I love you, Trev. I'm just joking, all right? But we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Let's kick things off with the crime kingpin of America, Donald J. Trump. This guy, man, he has so many court cases going right now. He's charged with stolen documents, election interference, porn star hush money, and of course, kidnapping. Yeah. But here in New York, the charge is that he lied about his real estate business so he could get better bank deals and tax breaks. And because this is the Trump family business, the kids are also getting dragged into court.
Tonight, the first of Donald Trump's children taking the stand as a witness in the civil fraud trial that could tear the family real estate business apart. Donald Trump Jr. and his brother Eric took control of the Trump Organization when their father became president. Trump Jr. described himself as just a real estate broker, and when asked if he was familiar with basic accounting practices or was a member of an accounting organization, he answered, "Sounds exciting, but no." Judge Arthur Engoron has already determined financial documents signed by Trump Jr. fraudulently inflated his father's net worth by as much as $2 billion. Today, Trump Jr. testified he wasn't really aware of what he was signing, saying, "I leave it to my CPAs."
Y'all think he's full of shit, right? Yeah. But that's because y'all are Trump haters, all right? I believe this man. I really do. Don Jr.'s defense is that he has no idea what's going on in his own company and doesn't even really understand business at all, which seems right to me. Does anyone think this man is a criminal mastermind? The only fraud he's capable of is pretending a beard is a jawline, all right? And I know you're like, "Oh, so you think the Trumps just signed all these things without knowing what they said?" Yeah. That's what everybody does. Every website you've ever been on has asked you to sign something, and you did it without reading it. Mark Zuckerberg might own all of our kidneys, right? Well, let's move on, because for a long time now, America has been struggling to overcome its racist past. Yeah. And the good news is, we're just about done. With all the big issues, okay? All the big issues have been solved. All that's left is birds.
The New York Times says birds in the Americas will no longer be named after people. The group responsible for standardizing English bird names says it will rename all species honoring people. It's being done to no longer pay tribute to those with racist pasts, such as John James Audubon. The famous bird illustrator was a slave owner who opposed abolishing slavery.
Yeah, racist it up for everybody again. We found out that some birds are named after slave owners, so now every bird's got to go down to the DMV and get a new ID. But you know what? Fine. Let's get rid of the human bird names. And while we're at it, let's get rid of all the mean ones, too. Everyone keeps reminding that eagle that is bald. If Chris Rock can't say that to Jada, why do we say it about our national bird? keep my Eagles name out of your f***ing mouth. Finally, let's move on to George Santos, New York congressman and faith-tuned Chris Christie. Santos has been accused of lying and cheating everyone he's ever known out of money. And last night, Republicans in Congress finally had enough and held a vote to expel him. But the outcome wasn't what you'd expect.
Overnight, Congressman George Santos surviving a rare vote to oust him from Congress. 24 Republicans joining most Democrats to expel Santos, but the resolution falling far short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Santos defiant.
I feel like due process is still alive.
The push to expel Santos was put forward by his fellow New York Republicans, pointing to his lies about his background, from his education and work experience to his religion and family history. He even falsely claimed his mother was in the 9/11 attacks. But even lawmakers who find all that concerning warn expelling Santos before his trial ends would set a dangerous precedent.
Is there a scenario in which you would step down and resign?
No.
Look, man, we all know George Santos is full of shit, right? He'd be the first person in history to make a polygraph test go, what the f***? But this is another example of how Republicans just don't care. Anybody else would flee in shame if they were caught doing half the stuff he did. But this dude is like, I ain't resigning. Prove my mama didn't personally jump out of the Twin Towers and land on Osama bin Laden's head. For more on the vote to expel George Santos, we go live to the Capitol with Grace Kuhlenschmidt. Grace! Grace, you gotta tell me, how did George Santos survive this vote?
So inspirational, right? He's overcome so much. His crimes, his lies about his crimes that involve lying. He's a survivor, his home is open. You get it.
But Grace, the evidence is so clear. How did the House not vote to expel him?
Because it sets a bad precedent. Then they'd have to expel every congressperson who commits a crime. And George Santos is hardly the only criminal in Congress. The only difference is that most other congresspeople are a little more discreet with their crimes and a lot more discreet with their homosexuality.
Oh. But Grace, there's gotta be a standard of behavior for our elected officials, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, Santos makes everyone in Congress look better. Now Lauren Boebert can say, hey, he stole a veteran's dog's cancer money. Who cares if I dry cranked a guy at a musical? Charlemagne, it's just good management to keep your dumbest employee around to make everyone else look better. That's why my manager at The Gap told me I was basically unfireable. They had to keep me no matter how many mannequins I dry cranked.
Grace, come on. Please, please stop saying dry crank. I'm just saying that we need to be able to take our representatives seriously.
Oh, hard disagree. We've got 435 congresspeople. That leaves room for at least one, like, joke congressperson, you know? Like how NSYNC had Joey Fatone. A fat Italian guy in a boy band? Pretty funny, NSYNC.
I like Joey Fatone, but what happens if Santos is convicted of these alleged crimes? They'll have to expel him then, right?
Maybe. Or maybe we should just let him cook and see what kind of new crimes he comes up with. I mean, he could steal a Zamboni and demolish the cast of Disney on Ice. Or launch an orphanage into space. Either way, everybody's having a good time, except for the orphans.
So, are you saying we should take pleasure in this mess, Grace?
Exactly. It's uncomfortable, but let's try to enjoy it like getting dry cranked.
All right, that's enough. Grace Kuhlenschmidt, everybody. When we come back, we'll talk about how Joe Biden can stop dry cranking America. So don't go anywhere.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty.
Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. I want you to imagine the future. The year is 2024. Taylor Swift is head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch McConnell has been frozen for 487 consecutive days. And Joe Biden is up for re-election against a twice-impeached convicted felon. And even though the polls show a dead heat right now, Vice President Kamala Harris is feeling pretty confident.
The Biden-Harris ticket is running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Why are you not 30 points ahead?
When the American people are able to take a close look at election time on their options, I think the choice is going to be clear. Bill, we're going to win. Let me just tell you that. We're going to win.
Will you, Kamala? Will you? Because I just took a poll of that man's face, and it's not looking good. Regardless of what Kamala says, Democrats are clearly nervous about this election, and they should be. Because, yeah, Biden has accomplished a lot. Historic investments in green energy, record-breaking job growth, and he even got a black woman on the Supreme Court. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with a 6-3 conservative majority, she's powerless there, but she at least got a free rope. But despite Biden's record as president, it's still close, which is a hell of a thing. You think running against someone who has 91 felony charges against him, who you already beat, would be a pretty easy victory. So the question is, how the actual f*** is Joe Biden losing to Donald Trump? I have a theory, and it's something I want to discuss more in tonight's Long Story Short. Now, when Joe Biden first ran for president in 2020, it was a lot simpler. Campaigning is easy. Just make a bunch of promises. It's like when you're about to move into a new building and the landlord is all nice, promising he'll fix this, paint that, but then you move in and he goes missing like black news anchors on CNN. Yeah. I mean, they're basically gone, but the point is, once you get the job, you actually have to follow through on those promises. And whatever the reasons, out of the 99 biggest promises Biden made to people, he's only following through on about 30% of them. That's a 70% rate of letting you down. You can't spit any game with those numbers. Hey, girl, you want to come over? I promise that only 7 times out of 10, you'll leave unsatisfied. But the other 3, ooh, it's on. There's some ladies that will take that deal right now. But yeah, Biden has let people down. He promised not to drill for oil in Alaska. Now he's doing it. He said he would never build more border wall, but that's exactly what he's doing. And again, all presidents break promises. George H.W. Bush said no new taxes. Obama said he'd close Guantanamo. FDR said he'd take a stand for the working man. But he was in a wheelchair the whole time. America can forgive all that, but one thing America doesn't forgive is weakness. They want to see you fighting for your goals. And on some key issues, Biden seems to be waving the white flag.
President Biden today is explaining why he thinks he had no choice but to approve new oil drilling in Alaska.
My strong inclination was to disapprove of it across the board. But the advice I got from counsel was that if that were the case, I may very well lose that case in court to the oil company.
I have gone the full extent of my executive authority to do on my own anything about guns.
And so what can you do?
So I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
Mr. President, can you be specific about what you did to try to reappropriate those border funds, especially when Democrats controlled both chambers of Congress?
You know, the wall thing? That what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they passed. Well, I was told that I had no choice.
I was told I have no choice. I was told I have no choice. By who? Aren't you the president? If someone tells you no, just show them a picture of a drone. End the conversation. But see, that's why I think Biden loses so many people. He just looks weak, and I'm not talking about physically. People want to see their president going to the mat to get what he wants. And it doesn't help that anytime Biden does take a strong stand on something, his staff comes out to say he didn't mean it.
The White House is back in cleanup mode over another round of confusing comments made by the president.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over.
The White House rushed out to walk it back, saying the president's comments do not mark a change in policy toward the administration's handling of the virus.
President Biden delivered a fiery speech in Warsaw, perhaps carried away by the moment. Biden seemed to call for an end to Vladimir Putin's rule.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken quickly walked back Biden's words.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
President Biden stirring controversy over comments that he made about defending Taiwan.
To be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
The White House walked that back almost immediately, saying our policy hasn't changed on Taiwan.
God damn. It's amazing how often Joe Biden has to walk things back, considering he can barely walk forwards. So voters, especially progressive voters, have seen Biden give up or get overruled. To be fair to Biden, not on everything, though, like student loan relief. The Supreme Court said he couldn't do it, but Biden's been finding ways because that's how much he cares about bribing young people to vote for him. But on too many issues, he's rolling over. Now, say what you will about Trump. You might not agree with any of his policies, but you've probably noticed he fights for them. He even fights for the ones that are stupid as hell.
Sinks, toilets, and showers. You don't get any water.
I call my people, environmental people, why are we doing this? Because when you wash your hands, it takes you five times longer. You know, the water doesn't come. You got soap, you can't get it off.
You go into the shower, right? You turn on the water, drip, drip. Drip.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
10 times, right? 10 times. Wow, Bob, not me, of course, not me. But you, him.
He's so dangerous, but so entertaining. Trump's the only president to get his daily intelligence briefing from everyone poops, okay? The point is, that's why many people like Trump. He fights. He's not going to let something like congressional red tape or judicial rulings or even the Constitution itself stop him from getting what he wants. The man fought to stay in power after he lost the election. Who does that? Gangsters. And America's got a thing for that gangster shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want the president to break the law or stage a coup to get what he wants, but voters are attracted to strength. So long story short, if Biden and the Democrats want to retain power in the next election, stop telling us how much you are not like Trump. And maybe in this one way, just one way, start acting like gangsters. Fight like hell on the things you care about instead of rolling over and throwing up your hands. America wants a president to fight for them the same way the Alabama Riverboat crew fights for each other. And if you don't understand that, to quote President Biden, you ain't black. All right? When we come back, Arthur Doug Melville will be joining me on the show, so don't go anywhere.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an author whose new book is called Invisible Generals, Rediscovering Family Legacy in a Quest to Honor America's First Black Generals. Please welcome Doug Melville.
Doug, how you doing? How you doing tonight? How you doing?
Doug, my guy.
How we doing tonight? How's everything?
Man, blessed, black, and highly favored. How you feeling,
brother? All
right,
I'm feeling just the same.
Now, Invisible Generals, this book was partially inspired by you going to see Red Tails.
Yeah.
And you hated it.
When I went to go see a screening for Red Tails, the main character in the movie, who was played by Terrence Howard, is actually like the patriarch and center of our family. So when he came out and his name was changed, I got really upset about it. I went home and I talked to my dad about it. And he said, Doug, if you think changing a name in a movie is bad, let me tell you the family story to let you know how I lived. And then maybe you could see why that doesn't mean as much to me as it means to you. And he shared with me the family story of the Invisible Generals. And that's what was the impetus for me to write my book.
Tell us who the Invisible Generals are.
So the Invisible Generals are America's first two black generals. A father and a son, General Benjamin O. Davis Sr. and General Benjamin O. Davis Jr. And these two men at the start of World War II were the only two black officers in the whole United States military out of 335,000 people. And they worked together to help desegregate the military, create the Tuskegee Airmen, and so many more things. Mm-hmm. But their story had never been told, and it was my passion to go out and write it.
That's right. Going back to Red Tails for a second, why do you think a lot of military movies struggle with getting the history right?
I think the challenge with Red Tails is that when people look at it, they feel that it's true American history, but it's actually just the facade of that. It actually is an amalgamation of the stories. Mm-hmm. And not paying the families and using different fictional names allows you to have a little bit more with the storytelling. Mm. But then the families feel a certain way because this is how people recognize the story, yet the families aren't compensated, and the stories that are actually happening are never really told.
So this is a way to not pay y'all, basically.
Yeah. It's a way to not pay us. Yeah.
Did George Lucas or the writer interview you or other family members when crafting the story?
No. Some other Tuskegee Airmen were contacted, but my family in particular was not contacted, mm-hmm. which I thought, you know, as the commander and the creators of the Tuskegee Airmen, I thought that there would be a little bit more effort to go reach out to the family, but that wasn't the case in this movie.
Why do you think Hollywood likes to gloss over the real stories of African Americans in the military? Like, don't get me wrong, I love movies like Major Payne, but I'm sure there was like, black major story that was ignored.
I think the biggest challenge with this is I think the people that are the decision makers have a certain narrative or a certain formula that works really well for them. But if you ask me, the story of the Tuskegee Airmen and particularly the Invisible Generals is one of the greatest American stories ever told. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to encourage people to go out and actually get their own family stories and talk to the individuals on the couch say, tell me what happened. And then also take the effort to write the narrative, because whoever writes the narrative or photographs the narrative owns the copyright. So if it's not the family learning, and this is what I want to tell all veterans and all family of veterans, your story is in the public domain. You don't actually control it or own it. If a journalist tells it and writes it, they take control of the narrative. So it was important for me as a family member to say, I am going to take control of this narrative and I am going to write it, so the actual words and history that happened can be told in an accurate way.
Wow. A lot of people think movies and books like this glorify war, but how do the stories of veterans do the opposite?
Actually, the stories of veterans are really stories of leadership and stories of the United States of America. I think we need to look more as what defines an American, not always chop it up into different subsets, but actually look at these as American stories. And then I think when we have that set, then we could look at these stories as a way to unify. I think leadership is an important quality that all veterans have. Mm-hmm. And many veterans go on to work in the private sector, but we don't talk about their military service. You know, Coach K graduated from West Point, but you think of him as the coach of Duke basketball. You don't look at him as a veteran.
Oh, and, that's probably why he learned how to be such a disciplinarian.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why his leadership was taken from what he learned at the academy. So it's important to realize a lot of veterans aren't, you know, walking around in fatigues. They're actually everyday people, CEOs, people that spent time supporting their country, and now is their opportunity to do it in the private sector.
In the book, you tell the story of getting West Point to name their new barracks after your great uncle, Ben, mm-hmm. and that happened around the same time people started tearing down Confederate statues. Do you think that movement had an impact on getting the military to honor Ben?
I do. I actually think that was a very unique moment in time where there was a lot of statues coming down, particularly of Lee. So that was the person who was kind of the center point of it, Robert E. Lee. And
they knew you weren't talking about Lee Daniels.
Yeah.
Like Robert, Robert E. Lee, yeah.
Lee Daniels, yeah, of course. But Robert E. Lee had the statues, and this was a unique opportunity because West Point at that time it had nothing named after mm-hmm. a black graduate. So this was a chance for them to, they were building their biggest, largest barrack. There was three names up for consideration. And when I went and told them the story of the Invisible Generals as I had researched it, they named the building after him, and it's the largest barracks on the middle center of the West Point campus.
Wow, 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 wow. Now, this is interesting. After your grandfather served, he worked for the Department of Transportation, mm-hmm. and he basically created the speed limit.
So actually, this is a great story. So after he left the military in 1970, he worked for the Department of Transportation, and in that role, he created the TSA, what became the TSA airport security. He created the United States Air Marshal Program to keep the sky safe. And he was so successful wow. that they asked him to do it for transportation, not aviation. And that's where he led the creation of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. So these were all created by one guy, and we don't even know who he is. It's impossible for me to comprehend.
The speed limit and the TSA?
Yeah.
Well, what is now known as the TSA?
Yeah,
what did
yeah.
it call back then? Did they even have a name for it?
Security.
Should there be more outreach to servicemen and women of color now to encourage them to write and tell their own stories, to make sure their stories aren't lost?
Yeah, I think every single veteran, and even if you're not a veteran, if there's mm-hmm. a veteran in your family, or even if you have someone in your couch who wasn't serving but lived a really different life, we should go and ask our ancestors and our relatives, you know, what did you go through and what are their stories? Legacy is so important.
Man.
We are driven by the generational collateral that our families laid out before us, but we don't even know what that is. The greatest stories in America are sitting on our couches. The greatest stories in America could be from families of veterans. I didn't serve, but it's so important that we take this time because we only have so much time. And we take the stories from our family, we own the stories from our family, and we put them down on paper so our legacy can be preserved in an accurate way.
Man, what you're saying is so true, man. And you make me think, like, You make me think that, sadly, a lot of our great stories are, you know, homeless, you know, sitting on the corner
yeah, our stories
asking
are
us for change while
yeah.
they're holding up a sign telling us that they fought in the war, which pisses me off. I hate how this country treats its veterans, man.
Yeah, and we could do a lot more for the veterans, and it's mm-hmm. everyday things, you know, going to read to veterans, donating time, but also money, grants. There's so many things we could do, but it starts with first knowing your legacy and knowing the stories of the people in your living room, and then going ahead and saying, how can I now take my generational collateral and add to the narrative and help others like they helped us?
Oh, let's expound on that just a little. Veterans Day is coming up.
Yep, Veterans Day comes 11-11.
Yep.
11-11 at 1-11.
How do you think we could best memorialize and celebrate these heroes?
I think the best thing we can do for Veterans Day to start off, visit a museum, go support a VA, go to a VFW, which is a Veteran of Foreign War Outpost. Do something that you can do to lend a helping hand. If you don't have the money, dedicate your time. If you don't have the time, let your staff off so they can spend their time. But there's always something more we can do, and it's the least we can do for people who fought for the United States of America.
That's right, man. Man. Invisible Generals. Full disclosure, I have a book imprint called Black Privilege Publishing with Simon & Schuster, and I'm happy to help Doug Melville tell this story. So it comes out November 7th, and it's available to pre-order now. So we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Thank you so much,
my guy.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
That's our show for tonight and my time as host. But you can catch me on The Breakfast Club Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And listen to my podcast, Brilliant Idiots, with Andrew Schultz. Stay tuned next week when your guest host will be Sarah Silverman.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.